shampoo. So, sir, use your head, straighten your hair, you bitch.
From Chicago, the F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Last Sunday, we left Phil and Alice as they boarded the Santa Fe Chief for Chicago. As we pick them up now, it's about 7 o'clock that same evening. Phil is entering their compartment.
Hello, Phil.
Hiya, honey.
Hey. Phil, where have you been?
Oh, I just went back to see my band. You know, them characters took over the club car like the Indians took over Fort Dearborn.
I'll say they did. When I went through the train a few minutes ago, that car was going sideways.
Yeah, you should see my boys now. They got Fatso's tuba stuck out the window. They're using it for a scoop. Sure, going through Needles, Arizona, the thing picked up a Buick station wagon, 6 blondes, and a shaggy dog. They threw the dog back.
No wonder Petrillo left Chicago when he heard your boys were coming.
Hey, honey, where are the children? Isn't it about their bedtime?
Mm-hmm, they're back in the observation car. Would you call the porter and have the beds made up?
What do you mean? An old seasoned traveler like me don't need no porter to make no beds.
Maybe not. But you might need him to teach you some English.
Oh, why don't you stop? Look, I know how to work them beds in these compartments. Why, everything pulls right out of the wall.
Phil, will you please call the porter?
No, I'm not going to call the porter. I'll get the bed down.
Well, be careful. This may be one of those old cars like we traveled on last year.
Old cars?
Yes, you pulled the bed down on that train and Grover Cleveland fell out.
Well, that was different. Your brother made those reservations.
Well, Phil, I wish you wouldn't fool with that bed.
What do you mean? Now, all you do is reach up there like this and then give it a yank. Well, what do you know, Grover Cleveland? Phil, you cut that out. It's me, and you know it. Jackson, what are you doing sleeping in the wall?
Put me back. If you unfold the bed, it costs me full fare, you know?
Look, Jackson, it just ain't being done.
Look, you mind your
there.
Own business. I always travel this way. You get a good night's sleep and your pants pressed at the same time.
But, Jackson, you can't stay here. We need all this room.
Oh, all right. Guess I'll have to go back to the baggage car. So uncomfortable in that mahogany box.
How do you like that guy?
Hello, Alice.
Well, the Harrises finally got settled for the night. Then came the dawn. Alice has gone up to the diner for breakfast, leaving baby Alice and Phyllis to wake up their father.
Listen to Daddy.
Yes, Phyllis. He sounds just like the engine when it broke down at San Bernardino.
No, Alice. That was Daddy that broke down.
Oh, darling. Sweetheart. Love you. Love you, you beautiful thing.
This one's old hotshot dreaming about himself again.
In the wall with a little door on it.
Oh, that's where people put their shoes for the porter to shine.
Look, Daddy put his shoes in there.
Yes, but he forgot to take his feet out of them.
Oh, dear, listen to him, Phyllis.
How about we wake him up this time?
If we were home, we could pound sand in his mouth.
I got it. Let's try the surefire method.
All right.
Phyllis, did you hear about Mommy?
No. What about Mommy?
I just heard she lost all her money.
What? Help! Call the bank! Help!
always falls for that one.
Well, babies, I see you got your father awake.
Yeah, he scared me to death. I'll say they got me awake.
Well, you're a little late, Phil. I'm afraid you missed breakfast.
So what? An old seasoned traveler like me is used to that.
Phil, where are you going?
Well, look, they got a barber a couple of cars up ahead, and I'm going to put on my bathrobe and go up and get a shave.
Oh, but the train is going so fast, he's liable to cut your throat. Please don't get a shave now.
Mommy, let him do what he wants.
Phyllis! Now, you stop that.
Say, Phil, did you get off and send that wire last night like I told you?
Wire?
Yes, the one to Chicago about our hotel reservations.
Oh, gosh, honey, I forgot all about it.
Forgot it? Well, Phil, you'd better stop and send that wire at the next stop or we won't have any place to stay.
All right, don't worry about it. All right, I'll take care of it. I'm going up to the barber now. I'll see you later. Gee whiz, I better send that telegram or I'm in trouble. Hey, guys, this train is really swaying a lot. Oh, here's Compartment H. I think some of our party's in here. Oh, yes, that's my riders. They're working on the Chicago script. They were chewing on a tire. Oh, I guess they got it off of that Buick station wagon. Well, I think the barber's right in this next car here. Gee, look at all the curtains in this car. Oh, they got zippers on them. Oh, here's one with a flower design. Gee, I think I'll unzip it and see what's behind it.
Young man, keep your hands off my dress.
Oh, I'm sorry, lady. Crabby old character, ain't he? Say, here's the barber shop. Hey, barber, can I get a shave now?
Yes, sir. Sit right down.
Thank you.
Here we are. I'll get you all lathered up.
Say, barber, what kind of shaving cream is that?
Pitt shaving cream.
What kind of hair tonic is that over there?
Pitt hair tonic.
Yeah? What kind of shampoo is that?
Pitt shampoo.
This guy must be my summer replacement.
Just a minute, I'll strap my razor. You know, mister, there's quite a few celebrities on the train this trip.
There are?
Uh-huh. There's Van Johnson, Margaret Sullivan, Alice Faye.
Alice Faye.
Yep. The silent picture star.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember her in the covered wagon.
And they tell me Phil Harris, the band leader, is on board, too.
Oh, he is?
That's right.
You better steer clear of him, Jack. I hear he's a no-good, broken-down jerk.
Is that so? You know, you're the eighth person who told me that this morning.
Things ain't bad enough. I got to ask for him yet. Hey, look, I got to send a telegram in Chicago. Where's the next stop, Bobby?
Well, it looks like you're in trouble, mister. We don't stop till Kansas City.
Oh, gosh, Alice is going to kill me.
Of course, in a couple of hours we stop at Newton, Kansas, but that's just to take on water.
Well, can't I send it there?
Well, you can if you hurry. We only stay there 3 minutes.
Oh, well, that's plenty of time.
You better hold still now, mister. I'm going to shave you.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, mister, we got a body up in the baggage car.
Oh, you have?
Yep. He gets off at Waukegan.
Look, will you just shave me?
I will if you'll stop talking.
Oh, brother, come on, shave me. Bill Jackson was a poor old dub who joined the Darktown Poker Club, but he cursed the day he told him he would join. Oh, that money used to go like it had wings. If he helped queen, someone had kings. Each night he would contribute all that coin. Then he said, I'm going to play him tight tonight. If you know bobtail flushes make me bite, when I gets in there, said my hands won't be a piece. And he played him tight but lost his pile, and Bill got peevish after a while, so he rose, looked all around, and made this speech. But y'all see this brand new razor I had to sharpen just today. Now, I'm coming in there with my rules. I want you to follow when you play, boy. Keep your hands up on the table while you're dealing, please. Stop playing them aces down there in between your knees. Stop making all them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand talking American, boy. I'm American. That's what I can understand. And don't be getting them off the bottom because ooh, 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 that's rough. Take five, then stop. That's enough. Now, when you bet, put up the chips. I don't like it when you shy. Then if you get busted, go get something. I'm going to be here by and by. Pass them cards for me to shuffle every time before you deal. Then if anything goes wrong, I'm going to see. I mean, you always think, keep playing that game according to Mr. Harley. You won't play this game according to me. Now, sitting right there in that there clan, they chance to be a one-eyed man, and Bill kept on watching him out of the corner of his eye. The old one eye was dealing then, would cost that Bill another 5 or 10. Bill got up again and looked all around him with his eye. He said, Lord, this is an awful shame. He said, there's someone cheating this here game. He said, of course, it don't do for me to name the guy. If I catch him cheating just once again, I'm gonna take my fist and close out of the eye. Now, do you see that brand new razor? I had it sharpened just today. I'm coming in here with my rules that you must follow when you play egghead. Keep your bony hands up there while you're giving them out, please. Stop laying the wildies down there in between your knees. Stop making all them funny signs. You're still trying to tip off your hand. You better talk an American big A-A-A. That's what I can understand. And don't get them off the bottom. I keep trying to tell you it's rough. The Army game, 5-5 halt. That's enough. Now, when you bet, put up the reds and blues. I don't like it when you shy. Then if you get out of gas, go get pumped up. I'm going to be your by and by. Pass them face boards for me to ripple every time before you deal. Then if anything goes wrong, I must see. I keep telling you, you ain't gonna play the game now, according to Mr. Harley. You're gonna play this game according to me. Henry, if you'll break the seal on that new deck of bicycles, we'll go on from here. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Bodily exercise is important, and authorities agree it's just as important to exercise your scalp. The best way is by massage. The Fitch Company announces the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination for a limited time in the United States only at a tremendous savings to you. It's the famous massage brush, scientifically designed with 86 flexible fingers to stimulate the blood supply. Combination also includes a 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's new Quin Oil Hair Tonic. Not sticky, not greasy. It's blended from 5 essential oils to keep hair well-groomed. Also, a 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Use the massage brush with Fitch's shampoo for a reconditioning treatment that leaves your scalp invigorated, your hair clean and dandruff-free. Between shampoos, use the brush for a vigorous scalp massage. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo completely removes dandruff at the first application, under a money-back guarantee. This money-saving combination is available at drug counters in a convenient carry-home package. $1.60 value, only 99 cents. Ask for Fitch's Scalp Massage Brush Combination.
When are you going to send that telegram?
Oh, I'll send it in a few minutes. We're going to stop at a place called Newton.
Well, you know, Phil, if we don't get...
Uh-oh. Hey, that must be the porter. Come in.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Harry.
Well, Chicken Snyder, how's the old Encino newspaper man? Come on in, Chicken.
Well, don't mind if I do. Now, my, you're looking good this morning. Howdy, Miss Faye. See, you got a shave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chicken, I was just up to buy the car up there.
How are you enjoying the trip, Mr. Snyder?
Oh, just fine. I'm as happy as a gay dog in high oats. By the way, how'd you sleep, Mr. Harry?
Oh, swell, Chicken.
Yes, and he got his pants pressed at the same time.
Oh, stop with that kind of
talk. Well, what I dropped by for, I want to tell you about the swell publicity idea I got for you in Chicago.
Oh, publicity, huh? Yeah. What is it?
Well, you're going to make a triumphant tour of the city.
A tour?
Yeah, the people of Chicago are going to welcome you with open arms. Now, Thursday night, you're going out to the Edgewater District and be edgewatered to the ears. And Friday night, you're going to the Jackson Park District and be Jackson Park to the ears.
Yeah? How about Saturday night?
Saturday night, you're going to the Loop.
Hey, look out the window. We're coming into a station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're coming to the station. Look, this must be Newton. Excuse me, Chicken. I'll be back in a minute.
You're excused, Mr. Harry. Yeah. say, where'd he go, Miss Fay?
Oh, he got off to send a telegram.
See, it's quite a little town here. This is where the eastbound chief meets the westbound chief.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. There's a train for Los Angeles standing over there across the platform. They tell me that that's...
Oh, look out the window. There's Phil coming out of the telegraph office.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have... Phil!
What's the matter, Miss Fay?
Oh, he's getting on the Los Angeles train by mistake. Chicken, what'll we do?
Well, I... Oh, shucks, ma'am, we're moving.
Chicken, do something. Call to him.
Goodbye, Mr. Harris.
Thank goodness I finally got that telegram off. Now maybe Alice will stop hollering at me. Now let's see, where's our room? Oh yeah, here it is, compartment C. Honey! Hey, honey! Hey, Snookums! Daddy's back!
I'm sorry, Daddy, but I'm not your Snookums.
Hey, listen, you, what are you doing in my wife's compartment?
You have a wife?
Well, of course.
I didn't know your species mated.
Hey, what do you mean?
I thought things like you spraying full-grown from old bar rags.
Hey, wait a minute, Buster. Who do you think you are?
The name is Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland?
No, Cleveland, Ohio. Now get out of here.
Now, wait a minute. Open that up. Open that up. Let me in there.
Excuse me, sir. Are you having trouble?
Yes, I am, conductor. Look, I'm trying to get into my compartment.
Your compartment?
That's right.
May I see your ticket, please?
Okay, here.
Compartment C.
That's right, compartment C. I'm going to Chicago.
Well, bully for you. The rest of us are going to Los Angeles.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Evidently, you got on the wrong train back at Newton.
Wrong train?
That's right. I'm afraid we'll have to put you off.
Yeah, well, when do we stop?
We don't stop.
Well, then how am I going to get off?
Here, put on this mail sack, stand out on the platform, and wait for the hook.
Now, what does an old seasoned traveler do in a case like this?
There's life and there's love where Lake Michigan flows. In old Chicago, where music and laughter come after your woes. And when you find that you're part of it, you'll be the beating heart of it. In old Chicago, where Lady Luck will give you your chance for fortune, fame, and romance. There's no place like home when your hometown is my town. A place you've gotta like the best. A bit of heaven in the Middle West. Oh, you won't want to roam when you make my town your town. So, brother, take a tip from me, and you'll be happy if you happen to be. There's life and there's love where Lake Michigan flows. In old Chicago, where music and laughter come after your woes. And when you find that you're part of it, you'll be the beating heart of it. In old Chicago, where Lady Luck will give you your chance for fortune, fame, and romance.
Brother, I wonder what town this is that conductor put me off at. Oh, there's the railroad station. Let me see.
East Bog Spavin, Kansas. That's murder, that name. I never saw such a little place. You put your hands on your hips in this burg and your elbows are out of town. Well, I better get in this station and see when I can get a train out of here. Oh, what a tired, broken-down station. This thing must have been built 100 years ago. Excuse me, but are you the station agent?
Hold it, just a minute, young fella. Something hot coming in off the telegraph. Well, how do you like that?
Important message?
I don't know. Says some fella named Lee is retreating from Gettysburg.
Gettysburg? How old is this place, anyway?
Oh, can't rightly say. All I know is I had this job for 73 years.
Well, wait a minute, Dad. How old are you?
95.
95?
Uh-huh.
Gee, this guy's 4 years older than Benny. Say, are you really 95, Pops?
Sure am.
Well, how come you've lived that long?
Because I wouldn't be found dead in a town like this.
Well, look, Pappy, let me ask you something. Uh-huh. You are a lovely old dad, too. I'd get along with you pretty good. Look, I'm stuck here, and I'd like to get a train back to Chicago.
Okay, now let's see. I'll try to fix you up. Next one stops at 3:46 tomorrow morning.
3 a.m?
Uh-huh.
Well, look, Dad, is that a through train?
No, it's a cattle train.
Well, wait a minute. I can't travel on a cattle train.
You can't?
Well, of course not. What about berths?
Oh, they have about 4 every trip.
Oh, Harris, you curly-headed heifer, you.
Here at the stockyard.
Well, Alice, your father sent us a wire at the hotel. He's arriving in Chicago on a cattle car.
Oh, boy, what hotshot won't do to get his name in the paper. Mommy, they're unloading another car. Maybe he's with this bunch.
Well, keep watching for him, baby.
Oh, Mommy, here comes Daddy now.
Where? Oh, no, that's some other old bull. Oh, where is that father of yours?
There he is, Mommy.
Where?
There with all those other cows.
Oh, yes. And look at that sign they hung on him. Unfit for human consumption.
Hello, folks.
Bill, don't you hello me. You children go back and wait in the taxi. I want to talk to your father.
All right, Mommy.
Now, don't bawl me out, honey. I've had enough trouble. I got off the train to send a compartment, found a strange man in our telegram, and when I got to East Bog Spavin, Lee was surrendering to the conductor.
Oh, stop that nonsense. Let's get in the taxi and go to the hotel.
Oh, honey, let me talk about it. It was awful in that cattle car. Do you know that when the train stopped at Wichita, they took me off and put a ring in my nose?
So what?
What do you mean, so what? For the next 600 miles, the cow in the next stall kept acting like we were engaged.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Almost everyone likes to do things the easy way, especially in maintaining hair health. That's why thousands are so enthusiastic about Fitch's Rubber Scalp Massage Brush. With its 86 flexible fingers, this handy massage brush provides a simple, more efficient way to stimulate scalp circulation. But it does even more, for when you use it with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, you actually have a reconditioning treatment that tones up your sluggish scalp, leaves your hair clean and dandruff-free. You get both the brush and Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination, available for a limited time only. This offer also includes Fitch's new Quinoil Hair Tonic. Not sticky, not greasy. It's blended from 5 essential oils for perfect hair grooming. you get all three in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination. First, the Scalp Massage Brush. Second, a generous 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, guaranteed to remove dandruff. And third, a 6-ounce bottle of the new Fitch Quin Oil Hair Tonic. Regular $1.60 value in a convenient carry-home package, only 99 cents. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Phil, do you know what day this is?
Sure. It's May the 11th.
Well, don't you know what that means?
Yes, I know what it means. It means that I got to carry Jackson on and off the stage for 4 more shows at the Chicago Theater.
No, Phil, this is Mother's Day and also our wedding anniversary.
Oh, sure. Oh, gee whiz, honey. Oh, I forgot about it. I'm sorry. And this is the third one we've spent in Chicago.
Just think. I've been married to you for 6 whole years.
Yeah, you lucky girl, you.
No, I didn't mean that. Don't you remember, Phil, how when we first got married, people said it wouldn't last?
Yeah. Well, they didn't realize how long it'd take me to go through your money.
No, Phil, I'm serious. Aren't you even going to kiss me on our anniversary?
Kiss you? Why, sure, you pretty thing. You pucker up here, huh? Oh, let's be careful with that kid. This town's liable to have another fire.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris from New York. This program was written by Bob Mosher and Joe Connolly, directed by Paul Phillips, with the original music composed and conducted by Walter Sharp. Included in the cast were Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Jack Benny, Pat Buttram. Alice Faye appears through courtesy of 20th Century Fox.
Laugh a while, let a song be your style, you Fitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, you Fitch
Get the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination in the convenient carry-home package. A regular $1.60 value, only 99 cents. Contains 1, a 6-ounce Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 2, a 6-ounce Quin Oil Hair Tonic. 3, a rubber scalp massage brush. All three value $1.60. Special price for a limited time only, 99 cents.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.